1980s, technology has enabled vital information to be gathered.
Well, Paulie's here, and he managed to sneak his way past Pops, the security guard. can we say his name on the air?
We can officially say my name on the air now,
Dave. It's not a brand name, so I think we can, right?
All right. You guys go ahead and say it.
Daynard's homemade radio shows.
Here's the Daz.
Here's the Daz. Welcome to the Mighty Eye, home of the hits.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is. This is the first day.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 5:06.
Okay, I'm going home back to bed.
That's it.
Well, we are here officially until, I don't know how long this is going to last. The next, I don't know how many years we're going to be here. All day. We'll be here all day. Actually, it's kind of nice because Terry is here this morning, as you've just heard, and you're going to shepherd me along today.
Yeah.
You're going to remind me what the call letters are.
They're C-H-F-I.
C-H-F-I. Yes. That's the first time I think I ever said them on the air, just right there.
Is that right? Okay.
And it's like the commercial that's running on television. Yeah. I'm going to remember the call letters and forget my name. Anyway, we're going to have a good time today, and we're going to do all the things that we normally do, and...
Except we're going to take twice as long to do them.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get to some music and Cutting Crew. Kick things off this morning, and I've been in love before. But not like I'm in love right now. With CHFI 98 FM in Toronto. God. Let me try that again. Yeah. Cutting Crew. I've been in love before. Here at CHFI. Good. We'll keep that one. That's Cutting Crew at CHFI. Good morning. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock, 5:11, with the Daz here, Don Daynard, day one.
I thought it was Dane Donard.
I'll do that eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like the color of the studio? Are the walls all right for you?
Well, you know the nice thing about the studio, Terry and Dave, is the fact that we have windows.
Oh, windows. I know. Aren't they something? They're a definite improvement.
Working for 18 and a half years without a window. You never knew.
So consequently, Don has built an entire house that's bricked up.
And I like the offices across the street.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? Yeah, some of them are moved into and some of them aren't. Some of them are under construction. Some of them seem to be movie sets.
Yeah, I think that's what they are.
Lovely. They showed a movie here a couple of weeks ago.
That's what
I heard. Pilot for a CBS TV series. Can't remember the name of it.
Well, it'll show up sooner or later.
Yeah, it sure will.
You just got A&E. It'll show up there, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 12 minutes after 5. We are in for a little snow today. That's what the weather office says. Mostly cloudy, scattered flurries, and expect a high near 2. And I've forgotten the current temperature. What is it, Sid? She doesn't know. I thought you wrote it down for me. Oh, it's 2. Is it in there? Is it written down in there someplace?
Yell louder. It's soundproof.
Yeah. Okay, it's currently 2. It is 5:12. It is time for the Eagles. We were just talking about the Eagles. I have my brand new compact disc player and my one compact disc.
And Don brought it in for you this morning.
Yes.
This is it right here. Yeah.
Hotel California. New kid in town. On CHFI, that's for sure. You're listening to him. Yeah, there's a new kid in town, Eagles, here at CHFI. This is Don Daynard. Good morning, it's 5:18. Terry is here.
I am?
He's holding my hand. I want you to know that.
I am not.
Yes, he is.
All right, I am.
And he's going to carry me through the show here today and tell me, we have to talk to Elliot later.
Yeah, I've got the number.
We have the traffic guys later.
Daryl and Russ, yeah.
Daryl and Russ, and we have a Final Jeopardy to do.
Well, we're going to play Jeopardy at 6:20. And Michael. This day in music at 6:15.
Oh, that's what we do at 6:15. Michael will be here.
Michael Rexhaff, and Michael's going to be here at about 10 minutes to 8.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stump the Chump at 8:43 and not a minute later.
Not a minute?
Not
you
a
mean
second
what happened? 8:44, we cancel it?
Yeah, you're nuked. Your history. Last night I was at the Stump the Chump dinner at the Western
Harbor.
Right. I had a great dinner, had a great time.
I didn't get invited to that.
Was there a reason for that? It was an empty chair, as a matter of fact. Rusty and Jerome were there, and there was an empty chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Well, maybe you go to the next
Rusty
one.
And Jerome, are those the nicknames?
Yeah, Rusty and Jerome. That's what I call them.
I remember
that. Spot and Jerome.
Okay, it's 5:19. Leafs play tonight in Minnesota. Montreal beat Boston 6-4 last night. And by the way, there's no change in the condition of Hockey Hall of Famer Punch Imlach. He's in critical condition here in town. Suffered a heart attack Sunday night. He's 69. Of course, he coached the Leafs to 4 Stanley Cup titles back in the 1960s, so hopefully things will improve for Punch. We'll be back in just a little while. Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band coming up at 5:19 at CHFI. 5:21 here at CHFI. You could win 100 free phone minutes from Cantel by becoming an FM 98 traffic spotter. Oh, there's some now. Anyway, just listen to Russ and Darryl and the best traffic reports in Toronto weekdays on CHFI FM 98. Still the same, indeed. Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band, here at CHFI. Thanks for turning that around, Terry.
Oh, anytime.
Caught my eye, the call letters
yeah,
that
CHFI,
I
have. CHFI, that's what it says.
Have to remember.
Right there.
524, and the temperature is 2. It'll be cloudy, mostly cloudy, with scattered flurries today. Expect a high just about where we are, a couple of degrees above the freezing mark. Not too bad out there. The winds are light from the northwest. And what happens at half, on the half? Oh, we have news and sports coming up about 5 minutes.
Yeah, you'll find that in radio that news tends to happen in the morning shows, but every half hour or so. What have you been doing for the past 18 years? Have you been working anywhere?
No, not really.
So
no.
What have you been doing since Owen Sound?
Been reading the paper this morning, yes. Yeah. Anyway, 520.
You're originally from Toronto and you worked first.
Actually, I'm one of the few guys in Toronto radio who was born in Toronto.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, most guys are from, you know, west or something.
I was going to say, our executive engineer, Dave Creelman's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Sid, you're from Sarnia?
No, I was born in Guelph.
She had to think about it.
She had to think about that.
I wasn't paying attention when I happened. Ah,
yeah. Okay. You're right.
That's
right.
True.
I was raised in Toronto.
Born at an early age. Paul Fisher was born in England.
Yeah.
Brian Masters from England. Daryl Dahmer's from England.
Why didn't
Russell
Brian was
from Espanola.
Espanola.
Yep, oh, up at Espanola.
No, I was born in Toronto and raised in Owen Sound.
Wow, nice place.
And that's where I first got into radio.
Yeah.
And it's all their fault. Okay, it's 5:26, and it's Dazzling Dawn. Daynard here, and we'll be around every morning, from right after the 5 o'clock news right through till 10, with all the things that you've become used to. And don't hit the mic, Don. It's time for Billy Vera and the Beaters. All right, 5:26. At this moment on CHFI.
What?
There we go. Billy Vera and the Beaters at CHFI. I like the part in that live concert where the guy throws the melon at him. It's kind of interesting. All right, it is 5:30 here at the Data Drive-In and news time. Good morning, Paul DeCourcy.
Good morning. It is 3 degrees downtown.
Melissa? Oh, Paul, how are we doing so far?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Maybe we can get a job in radio.
I think one of these days, there are a couple of vacancies around town, I imagine we could fill. What do you think, Don?
From what I've heard, I expect there will be, yes. Anyway, 5:36. Welcome back. And it's the Daz, and Terry is here, and he's still holding my hand as we get going today here at CHFI. Sweet Love, Anita Baker, here at FM 98, CHFI, with Don Daynard. 5:39 of a Tuesday morning, the 1st of December. So we're into the important month for the little people. You have little people, don't you, Terry?
Yeah, I got one, a little girl. She's going to be 5 in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, she's probably 6 feet off the ground waiting for Santa Claus.
As a matter of fact, that's right, yeah.
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 Because it'll start to build now, because people are putting the lights out on their trees and around the doors and windows in their places.
It's an interesting age because, of course, they, you know, the belief is there, and they're also able to scrawl out a little letter to Santa, which Grandma gets.
That's right. You know the address.
Yeah, North Pole, H-O-H-O-H-O.
That's right. Ho, ho, ho. Great, best postal code in the world. Yeah.
That's why they invented it, I think.
I think it is, just so they could do that. 5:40, 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Temperature is 3, and a reminder that Jerry White makes business and finance easy to understand. So I should listen with his business commentary, weekday mornings at 7:35, right here on CHFI FM 98. Elton John, Candle in the Wind, here at CHFI. It's 5:44, 16 before 6 o'clock.
We have which is it?
Was he...
Sorry.
Knew somebody throw that at me this morning.
Smart ass.
Well, maybe... Maybe you don't have a digital clock.
Yeah.
I just hit the mic again there, Dave. I'm sorry. Anyway, just so people who are just waking up saying, well, yeah, what time is it? Am I late? What day is it? That's how I woke up this morning. Am I late? Anyway, it's now 5:45.
Yeah, so welcome to CHFI FM 98.
Thank you very much. And if you just joined us, it's the Daynard Drive-In from now on. And Terry is here today. And actually, you're going to be on this week.
Yeah, I start a new job. I'm going to be one of the Phil guys. We call it swing here in radio. I'll be doing what Sandy Hoyt and Mike Marshall do.
That's right. We didn't say that earlier. What? You're not leaving.
No, gosh, no.
You're staying in the family.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'll still be here. Taking up space. I still have a male bunk.
I didn't want to say that, taking up space.
I thought I would, actually.
How much did you eat last night, by the way, at the big dinner?
Well, actually, it was just little portions of each thing. We went down to the Stump the Chump dinner. Daryl and I were hosting the Stump the Chump dinner, and Minnie Jakes from Western Harbor Castle was there, and a whole bunch of couples. We all had a great time. Do you want me to go through the menu at some point this morning?
No, well,
I'll just
later.
Make you hungry if
later.
I do. Yeah.
We just have an update on the weather. This is hot off the typewriter. Cloudy, brisk, and chilly today. Some showers this morning. Flurries due this afternoon. Temperatures dropping through the day. Doesn't sound too encouraging. Anyway, right now at 5:46, it's 3 at CHFI. Ain't that the truth? Indeed, 5:48 here at CHFI. It's a dazzling dawn. And Terry, and what do we call Dave? He's our executive engineer.
Yeah, Dave Creelman is our executive engineer. Mm-hmm. He's the guy with the big office and the business cards.
I noticed that.
And Wheeler Dealer par excellence.
Embossed cards.
Embossed cards, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have those.
He's got an embossed Mercedes.
No kidding.
Yeah, embossed lawn and home. It's quite something.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a guy.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll have to get over there and see that.
Brought in a great expense, weren't you, Dave?
Okay, this is Fleetwood Mac. From the Tango in the Night compact disc, everywhere at CHFI. Fleetwood Mac here at CHFI. Terry, can you read this? It's a little promo here. Just let me take it out of the book here, because I can't read it. You see, it's
which
that
one?
It's that one there. All about me. 5:52, by the way, is the time.
With the help from our friends at the Inn on the Park, we're having a 50s and 60s dance to welcome Don Daynard to CHFI tonight.
That's right. Tonight's the night.
It's at 8 o'clock at the Centennial Ballroom, Inn on the Park. A lot of people don't know where the Inn on the Park is. Leslie in Eglinton.
That's right.
Yeah, great
near
place.
That big railroad bridge.
Yeah. Tickets are $10 at best. It's a benefit for our favorite cause, the Canadian Children's Foundation.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Do such great work. And help us welcome Don to CHFI. They'll actually start at 8 o'clock, and I'll be one of the door persons. Sid Vandenberg and I will be on the door together.
I didn't know that.
Stu Hill will be there. Dave Creel will be there.
Super Dave will be there.
Are you going to be there?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Okay.
Coming up with Denise Williams.
Introducing the...
That's right. 5:55. 5 minutes away from 6 o'clock. And the news... And then Sky King and Penny will be along in the next
Sky
hour.
Sky King and Penny, Lance and Jerome. Yeah.
That's right. Temperature is 3. We're due for some showers this morning, some flurries this afternoon with falling temperatures. Kind of a yucky day coming up. Be ready for it. This is Denise Williams, CHFI.
CHFI, FM 98 Toronto with Let's Hear It for the Dez. I'm going to rename that song for you, Don.
I got to remember to do the call letters, roll them off as well as you do there.
I've had 6 years of practice.
Yes, and I've got 12 and a half years to forget the other ones, you see.
What other ones?
I'm not going to talk about the other ones. Oh, the coffee has arrived.
And the donuts.
Oh, you got donuts, too.
Ben usually brings...
Did I pay for those?
Yeah. You sure did. Thanks, Don.
So there's no change from the
welcome
20, right?
CHFI.
Uh-huh.
Here's the bill.
What change?
I made this honest gesture this morning saying it's my first day here. I'll buy the coffee. And there's five people I've never seen before showed up and said, thanks a lot, Don.
CHFI FM 98, the home of freeloaders.
That's right. This is from across the street. That's where we buy our stuff, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to give him a plug because he gave us a discount.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So it's from
Mr. Danish
okay. Across the street. Thanks very much.
And that's congratulations from him.
Oh. That's what I get?
That was a freebie.
It's a macaroon.
It's a macaroon.
Something like that.
I think it's a macaroon. Anyway, it's going to be one of those days. The boss, Steve Winwood, Smokey Robinson coming up in the next hour. Here at the CHFI, it's 6 o'clock. News time with Paul DeCourcy. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. It is 3 degrees downtown.
All right, Paul, thank you. Good morning, everybody. 6:06, welcome back into the Daynard Drive-In with Don Daynard. From now on, we'll be here.
That's you, is it?
That's me.
That's you, okay.
We'll be here every morning on CHFI.
Baby.
Sarah Smile, Hall & Oates, here at the CHFI, 6:09. 9 minutes after 6.
Okay.
And we'll do that all day. It should be fun.
If you weren't with us, Don said it's 5:44 or 14 minutes before, 16 minutes before. I said, well, which is it? Had to be there. And we were.
Old habits die hard.
Yes.
Speaking of diehards, who wrote this? No. Anyway, it's time for This Day in Music.
Mm-hmm.
This actual day. On this date, 1884, not a lot of people will remember this, though, Saskatoon's first concert was presented by the Pioneer Society and became one of our country's first organized music shows.
Sex Pistols were the lead act, as a matter of fact. At that.
Doesn't say that in my script here.
It's amazing. No, it says that in mine.
It featured solos, duets, choruses, readings, and recitations. And, unfortunately, there's no video of it. They forgot to go to that one. In 1957, listen to this. The Ed Sullivan Show featured the national television debut of three acts, Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, and the Silhouettes.
No kidding.
What a package that would be to see today. It would be hard to see today, too. In 1985, American Bandstand celebrated its 33rd anniversary with a special aired on ABC TV. And in 1982, Michael Jackson's Thriller LP was released. It became the biggest-selling LP in history with more than 40 million copies sold. And from that album, right now, here he is with Human Nature on CHFI. Now we let Mikey do it there. It's 6:15. Actually, no, it's 6:14. We have to get a new clock here.
Yeah.
We have to one that we can see.
You have to turn your head to see that one.
Yeah,
I find the trouble with this clock in the control room here at CHFI is that every hour you have to turn it upside down again. And you get sand everywhere. We tried using one of those
Terry,
ones.
Terry gets good line. No, it's okay. I noticed the sand in here. I wonder because Dave was doing a little soft shoe and this morning picking the carts, or as he was dancing with Sid, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's 6:15 at CHFI. It's the Daynard Drive-In. Don Daynard, this is my very first day. If you've just, tuned in.
It gets better.
And you're wondering. It'll have to get better, won't it? If you're, and a lot of people I know have been listening to you for how many years, Terry? Six? Did you do
the
show?
Well, I've been working here for 6 years, but I've been doing the morning show for about two.
About two.
2 years.
But you're not leaving. I want to emphasize that, because you're going to be doing a Stu show this week.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of the fill-in guys.
He's been away for how many weeks?
Well, Stu's been here since Hector was a pup, so he gets more holidays than he has to work.
Gets a lot of time off.
50 weeks off and 2 weeks that he has to work.
I thought that was it. Yeah, he's got one of the Johnny Carson clauses in his contract.
Yeah.
Okay, temperature is 3. We're in for kind of a yucky day. Brisk and chilly. Some showers this morning. Flurries this afternoon. Temperature's dropping today, and we're going to be playing a Final Jeopardy in a few minutes.
Don has approached this with some trepidation.
That's right. In fact, I drove my trepidation in today, and I've never done this, so it should be fun.
We'll walk through it together.
Okay, and the boss from Tunnel of Love is coming up.
On the way home.
6:18 is the time here at CHFI, FM 98, and if you watched Final Jeopardy, last night on Channel 47, Cable 4, here's your chance to win the book, and it's a phenomenal book.
It's huge. If you drop this book on somebody, it would kill them.
If you drop it on your cat, I mean, you
can
kiss the cat
flat
goodbye.
Cat.
It's gone. Chronicle of the 20th Century, monster book, and a CHFI FM 98 T-shirt. I got two bags full of those yesterday.
Did you?
For the dance tonight, for the whole crew, for the Dazettes and everything. Anyway, you can win the book and the T-shirt, and our Final Jeopardy category is World Geography. We'll take our third caller at 872-CHFI, 872-2434, 6:19. How are we doing so far, Terry?
Roll it back, try it again.
Okay.
No, it's doing fine.
From Tunnel of Love, Bruce Springsteen, Brilliant Disguise on CHFI. Whoops. Bruce Springsteen, Tunnel of Love CD here at CHFI at 6:23. And we're going to do Final Jeopardy right now, aren't we?
Yep.
And I've got John Fernley of Mississauga on the line. And our final... Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, our Final Jeopardy category is World Geography. And our prize again this morning is the Chronicle of the 20th Century in a CHFI FM 98 T-shirt. And as I say, our category is World Geography. Now, the answer is... The Antilles are a group of islands that are between Florida and this South American country. Okay, John, you've got a few seconds now to come up with our Final Jeopardy question, because remember, your answer must be in the form of a question, okay?
Yeah.
So here's your thinking music, John. Okay. Oh, I love those drums. All right, John, what is your question answer? Answer question.
Where is Venezuela?
What do you think, guys?
Well,
Well, it says here, what is Venezuela?
I think we should give it to him.
I think, what do you think?
John, what do you think? Do you think we should give it to you?
Yeah.
John thinks so, too.
I think so, too.
Well, that's totally unbiased.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll have to carry this book home, you know.
What's he win?
Anyway, congratulations, John. Yeah, that's right. What is Venezuela? That's the Jeopardy question. You win our Chronicle of the 20th Century. Phenomenal book. And a CHFI-FM 98 t-shirt. Okay, John?
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Great.
Okay, hang on, John. Don't go away. Thanks for playing our game. It is 6:25. Temperature is 3. And we're going to hear from Sky King and Penny shortly with traffic, right? Here at the Data Drive-In at CHFI. Yeah, that's the title track from the compact disc. Steve Winwood here at CHFI at 6:29. And news and all that stuff coming up. But right now, I guess this is the another first for me.
Another first.
To say good morning, Russ Holden. How are you?
I am fine, Donald. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to have you with us. And nice to have both you and Terry there this morning. It's kind of a neat dinner.
Oh, am I here?
Yeah.
Well, I was out at the Stump at Chump
as much as you usually
night.
Are.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, right.
No, I think it's kind of nice, too, because Terry will kind of throw the reins to me.
That's right.
I'm
going
to hand
him
the keys to the station.
Yeah, the snows and the hails come later.
Right.
Yeah. Traffic out there, problem-free so far. No accidents to report, so we're off to a pretty good start. I don't look like Danny, do I? Planning a business or vacation trip, ask your travel agent about a Blue Cross trip cancellation and accident insurance package.
Danny who?
Yeah.
Danny K. Good morning, Mr. Ben. How are you?
You don't look at all like Danny
K. You didn't
K.
bring in donuts for me this morning. I'm really upset.
You're right,
about
I didn't.
That.
But Don bought Danish for all of us.
That's right,
we're all
I did.
Enjoying
Don
it.
Danish?
Don Danish.
I
Don Danish
a did.
Name. That's my Don Danish. Yeah, he did.
My new
but
franchise.
You're not here, so tough luck.
Oh, well, I'll have to show up later then.
Yeah, if there's anything
the
left
news.
By then, yes.
It is 6:30 time for the news, isn't it? Or almost.
I think so.
Here's Mr. Ben.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the dazzling Don Danish thing. And it's the Danish Drive-In. What do you think, Ben?
How's he doing, Ben?
I think he's doing just fine and dandy.
I've remembered the two important things that I have to remember this morning. My name and the call letters.
And where so far, so good.
And where you
have
parked
you
your car.
Have you messed up yet?
Don't talk about messing up yet.
Well, no, the two things just.
Not yet.
You should be appreciative. They took away my toy yesterday.
Yeah, I hear you had some chimes in there, some bells or something.
Yeah, they said don't put any toys in with the kid because it's just you're asking for trouble. So they took my toys away.
I want them in here.
We can arrange it. We'll talk.
All right, 6:38 is the time, and we'll have some more traffic, of course, as we totter along this morning. Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson here at CHFI at 6:41.
The reason Don's having trouble with the time is because we have to get used to reading a digital clock on an angle.
On an angle,
Funny angle. We'll just have the whole studio. Say where you are, we'll turn the whole studio around.
Yeah, can we shift the board here just a little bit? Yeah, oh, great.
That's better.
Look at that, 6:41. By the way, on the news, Ben mentioned the death of James Baldwin. In the Wire copy, it mentions the fact that he wrote Black Like Me. He didn't.
And we were sitting in here and we were saying, no, he didn't write that. He wrote Fire Next Time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Black Like Me was written by a gentleman named Griffin, I think, who is no longer with us. And they did a movie of it with James Whitmore. Dreadful movie. But apparently all the Wire copy this morning says James Baldwin wrote that. No, Black Like Me is about a white man who takes chemicals to turn his skin dark to experience the black experience in the American South, which is a kind of a spooky thing to have to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, James Baldwin did all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ben is saying he's sorry.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll be sorry with him.
Yes, we will. 6:42. Here at the Data Drive-In at CHFI with Phil Collins.
You call.
Phil Collins from the White Knights compact disc, 6:46 here at CHFI with the Daz and Terry. And it'll be a kind of a brisk, chilly day today, some showers. This morning, maybe some flurries this afternoon with the dropping temperatures. We're steady at 3 downtown. A little cooler in the northern suburbs, as Ben mentioned. And Russ is here with traffic, right? What's happening, Terry?
Now listen here, Delmer.
Oh, no. Please don't tell them about that.
Well, Delmer and Caesar.
That's right, back. Yeah. Okay, traffic out there. We've got some problems, Terry. Westbound 40. Other routes, X30 on Channel 47, Cable 4.
All right. Thank you, Russ. By the way, did you sign the poster that's the big banner that's in the studio here? I haven't checked all the names yet.
No, as a matter of fact, they didn't bring it up to the airport. What can I tell you?
But
I'll come down and sign it.
Okay. Put an X on it, will you, please? Thank you, Russ. Okay, it says 6:48, 12 minutes to 7. Big banner across the studio wall here this morning. Kind of nice. It says, welcome home, Don.
Yeah, we picked it up. That's kind of nice. We picked it up in a secondhand store around the corner.
Ah, for probably Don's Discs or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Yes. But 8 morning men ago, we had a guy named Don here.
All right, coming up, Luba on CHFI. 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock in the news and everything else here on CHFI. It's our first day here, the Daynard Drive-In.
I can attest to that.
Yes.
I'm Terry McElligott, and I'll be Terry McElligott tomorrow, too.
Yes, you will, and for the rest of your life. And I won't be. No, it's Luba on CHFI. That's Luba at 6:52 here at CHFI. And what do we do now, Terry? What happens in here?
Just a minute. I'll get the instruction manual. Page 3.
Page 3?
Okay. How do you like it so far? It was pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't believe that it's almost 7 o'clock already, and we started just after 5. Unbelievable.
One of the things about morning radio, if I could just make a general observation, and you've done morning radio for a lot longer than I have. I've done it for like 5 years off and on, is that it's sort of like working with a greased pig. We're trying to catch a greased pig sometimes. Morning radio is one of the most difficult things in the world to do.
Oh, boy.
But when it works, it works real well.
After today.
We've just been sitting here for the past, it's just been 2 hours. I can't believe it feels like 5 minutes.
I know.
We've just been sitting here having fun, doing stuff.
How are we doing for time so far, Dave? Are we okay? Are we late or what?
We should go now.
We should go now. 6:53.
Would you be interested?
It's right for the season.
5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We're in for some showers this morning. Some flurries due this afternoon with falling temperatures. In Midtown right now, we're steady at 3. Oh, I should jump in here and remind everybody that we're going to have a winner this morning between 10 and 11 of the music director thing. It's going to be fun, too. Hey, after today at CHFI, that's Badfinger with the Daz, and it's 6:59. Standby, traffic coming up. Okay, Ross, how do things look out there?
Maybe you're a little busy still. Wait, bye now and save.
Bye now, 7 o'clock. And coming up in the next hour, Grateful Dead, Genesis, Restless Heart, 7 o'clock at CHFI News Time with Paul DeCourcy.
Good morning. It is 3.
Available at Consumers Distributing, Woolco, Den for Men, Toy City, and other leading retailers.
High news.
Well, Paul, he showed up with a tie on today. What do you think? How long do you think that's going to last?
Darn smart.
That's
smart.
It. Yeah. First day.
That is a tie, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I lent it to him. It's one of my ties.
Somebody told me there were going to be cameras here, so I said, well, I'll wear a tie.
Well, that's why I wore this green...
Yeah, you wanted to show up real good.
Yeah.
And I think Ben Steinfeld combed his hair today, didn't he?
Yeah, Ben even shaved, which is amazing.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Dave.
He is the...
Dave, you look like a bum.
Ben is our Oscar Madison, you will learn.
I had heard that, yeah.
I am the Felix Unger.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Listen, I understand...
To be neat is nice, and it's nice to be neat.
I understand, Paul, that occasionally, over the past little while... you and Terry would delve into trivia now and then.
Now and then, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue that.
Good.
Not right now, but not I brought right in a big giant trivia book, which you must swear on air not to peek at.
I know. Took 3 men and a small boy to carry it in. I saw it.
I know. So we'll have some fun with that. We'll keep doing that.
Okay.
All right, 7:10, and we're back here with music on the Daynard Drive-In. Don Daynard's my name. It's my very first day at CHFI. Terry is not leaving the station. He's going to be doing...
I'll see you later, guys. Bye.
He's going to be doing swing and stuff. He's going to be around. And I'll be on Saturday nights, too, on the Oldies But Goodies show. We're going to have a great time. Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram right now at CHFI. Somewhere out there. Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram, that's from that animated feature about the little mouse. An American Tale,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
7:14, temperature steady at 3. A lot of calls have been coming in from into the newsroom, folks saying...
Your folks called.
Welcome to the show, yeah. All my relatives have called, see. Oh, that's where you're working now. We lost track of you. Anyway, tonight's the big night, and we're going to have a big, big party tonight, the Inn in the Park, the Centennial Ballroom. And should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be one of the doormen.
That's what I heard.
Door persons.
Yeah.
I'll be collecting them. Money, and well, it's $10 a ticket, and proceeds go to our favorite cause, the Canadian Children's Foundation, which is an excellent cause.
You get a chance to see people, to see you, to see Dave.
Meet Don Daynard. That's the important thing, eh?
Mm-hmm. I'll be up jumping around on the stage,
yep.
Looking real silly. Okay, but having a good time, that's the important thing. 7:14, morning his program. Cat Stevens.
Daryl's next. I haven't told you about Daryl, have I? Well, it's like this.
Oh, no. Once really? Tell me about it. Yeah, okay.
Land of Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Morning has broken. Yes, morning indeed has broken. It's 7:18 here at CHFI. This is Don Daynard. It's going to be a brisk and chilly morning and day today, too, with some showers and maybe some flurries and dropping temperatures 3 right now. And it's just about time for traffic, isn't it, Terry? But
it
we
is,
have
yeah.
we have a special special introduction
for the traffic
report. For this particular traffic report right now from
McLean.
From McLean and McLean, yes. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Yeah, people are driving and they have to know this information, okay? Why? So they'll know what streets to take. Why? Oh, sorry, Mr. Daynard. Okay,
right,
time
sorry.
For traffic. What's wrong with you? Don't you understand? You know when it's crowded on the streets, we have to take other routes.
I just like to know what I'm doing, eh? Okay, so now to the traffic report.
Sounds like our programming department.
Ah, yes. Islands in the Stream, and that's Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton here at CHFI. And we are doing our commercial-free half-hour of music here, but we did jump in because we've been getting tons of phone calls have been coming into the station this morning, and we have... Now, I don't know who this is. We have somebody on the line with me right now. Good morning. Hello. Who are you?
Well, good morning, Don. I'm happy to call in to wish you all the best in your new digs and glad that you're still part of morning radio in Toronto. And I'm sitting down here in my office on the second floor of City Hall and happy to talk to you. It's
Mark
Eagleton.
I know this man.
Sure.
I poured cider with him for the Canadian Children's Foundation last year.
That's right.
Emmanuel Life Center.
It's the mayor.
Your Honor.
Yes.
Your Worship. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Well, not too bad. How are you?
Oh, well, listen, I'm getting over it. The opening day shakes or whatever.
He showed up at 8 o'clock, Mr. Eagleton.
Well, I'm happy that you're back, Don, as part of morning radio in Toronto, and delighted that you're still going to get us off to a good start in the morning. And I'm feeling, I'll tell you, a little bit better this morning. Yesterday I was a little bit blue, having just got off an aircraft from Vancouver.
Oh.
Having gone through the experience of watching that Grey Cup just barely slip out of our hands.
Boy, that must have been a heartbreaker.
Oh, it was, but it was a great day for Canadian football, and the Argos are a great credit to Toronto.
There's going to be a tiny reception for them today, I understand.
Yes, here at noon, City Hall, and the Members' Lounge, we're going to welcome them here and tell them that we appreciate the season they gave us.
Oh, that's great. That's good stuff. Well, listen, thank you, Your Honor, for calling up. That's really nice.
Delighted to do that, Don, and all the best to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Son of a gun. The mayor. All right. Let's play a song for the mayor from Bruce Springsteen. Why not? Okay? That's CHFI. 9:15 here at CHFI. We're right in the middle of a half an hour of commercial-free music for you. Great way to start your work day. This is Joe Cocker at CHFI. That's Louisa Florio, and it's 9:27 as we continue our half hour of commercial-free music with the Genesis at CHFI. Genesis here at FM 98, CHFI 931, 29 before 10. I know, Terry. Which one is it? Can we take a second here, Dave? I got to mention a couple of things. Okay, thank you. It's we got to ask Dave's permission here, but you read Gary Dunford in The Sun this morning. He mentions the inflatable shark. Well, there's a little note here from Dunf. We tried and tried to find you an inflatable shark, matching companion piece to the dinosaur that he set up, but the toy shop is out of stock. Hope this does in the meantime. All the best at CHFI FM, AMs and Saturday nights from Dunf, Gary Dunford. And there's the Tommy Tubbies.
Well, it's nice to have a good word. And, you know what I like?
It's a fat shark
with a weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a little propeller.
Yeah, I know.
About a half an inch in diameter, 3 screws.
Marvelous little shark. I'll play with that in the bathtub.
Good, yeah.
That's what they're for. And a nice
note. It doesn't bite you.
Nice note from Gail Howlett from the Perrier Group Company Grand Specialty. Sent along a bag. You see that? Did you see that, Terry? A bag full of Lindt chocolates?
I just have to check into this bag here.
Yep. It says, I trust these truffles will find their way to your hand, mouth, and stomach. Enjoy. Regards to Carrie, Gail Howlett. I hope everybody on staff is happy they came in today. And Hullabaloon sent up a bag full of jelly beans. Don Daynard and CHFI, the greatest combo since peanut butter and jam. Welcome from your friends at Hullabaloon. And see that over there in the corner?
It's floating up into the...
Jelly beans. My. Put the shark in the jelly beans and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Great stuff. 9:33. You'll be smiling. Okay, as far as the weather is concerned, as we look out AccuWindow, Marvelous. I love this. I love having a window, you guys. It's great. It's, I've said that two or three times today.
We're going to have it bricked up, but I guess not, eh?
No. Michael, come on in. It's all right. Have some lint truffles here. Grab some truffles. Have a handful of truffles
there.
Oh, yeah.
You want truffles?
Wiki's put the guy going down there. Okay.
Oh, yeah? Anyway, I was going to say, there's a little snow coming down, actually sideways past the station where it always apparently does it that way, and mostly cloudy, scattered flurries, except occasional light rain or drizzle could be in some areas. Downtown's light snow. Temperature steady today near plus two, and that's what we have right now. Speaking of right now, back to the Tango in the Night compact disc. Takes two to tango with Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies on CHFI. That's Boz Skaggs here at FM 98, CHFI. Still falling for you. Listen, Terry, come out the microphone here. I want to emphasize something again. We've mentioned this two or three times today. Even though I'm going to be doing the morning show from now on, you are not going away. You're not leaving the station.
No, when I started doing mornings here a couple of years ago, I said, well, you know, I'd like to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a couple of years, I decided that it wasn't really my kettle of fish, so to speak. And
so you're putting me in the kettle.
Yeah, you can be in the kettle. Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it for a couple of years, but I've got some things, other things that I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've come up with a way for me to be able to continue working here, which is very nice.
Oh,
this company has an awful lot of class.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be one of the swing guys.
A like
swinging
that.
Guy. Yeah, swing guy in radio is what you call a swing ship guy in radio. Is a guy who does fill-in stuff. There's all kinds of holidays.
Yeah.
You know, like 30 weeks of holidays that have to be taken
to
care
be
of.
Covered, yeah.
And there's extra stuff. There's a Sunday night show that has to be done, for what we call I'm going to take care of that stuff as well. So I'll be here quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I'll be here on a fairly regular basis. But there are another number of other things which I'd like to get into, and that's what I want to do. So,
because I know there have been some calls asking, it's like, where's Terry going?
Yeah, not, nowhere. I'm going to be here. Yeah. And by the way, as long as we're here, welcome to CHFI. I've been a fan of yours for years.
Great. Thank you.
And there's a few people that I'd like to thank. One of them, of course, is our executive engineer, Dave Creelman, who's put up with me for the past couple of months. Before that, John Jones was the producer of the show. He's now our music director.
Yeah.
And he's doing a great job. Paul Fisher for Tony Viner, Sandy Sanderson at the executive level for doing all this.
Yeah.
Changing morning men is very hard, as we both know. There have been a lot of people over the years. Elliot Abrams, fun to work with. Daryl and Russ.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Daryl and Russ.
They're the obvious ones, too, yeah.
Yeah, Ben Steinfeld and Paul DeCourcy doing the morning show with them. Jerry White for doing business. For lots of other things as well. Yeah, Michael Rexhaffer.
You probably worked with Brian Linehan, before.
Yes, Michael, yes. Got to know Brian pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, the list goes on and on.
Anyway,
well, Peter Cooper in our sales department,
standing
in the hallway window waiting, saying, don't forget me.
Stand up, Peter. Oh, you are standing.
Your elevator's here, Peter.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Anyway, that's it as far as, why do I say that's it as far as Terry? I mean, it's... What I want to say.
When is your retirement party, Don?
Yeah. He's still here. That's what counts. And Dave and I will be here every morning from now on.
Yeah.
And tonight, of course, if we could just continue this for one other second, is the big night. The big welcome the Daz party tonight at the Inn in the Park in the Centennial Ballroom. Tickets are $10 at the door. And you can come down. We're going to have the whole Dazzling Dawn traveling show with the Dazettes and rock and roll and just a good time.
Wow. I'll wear my jeans with the cuffs on them.
Absolutely.
It wasn't too long.
9:48. You know, this kind of ties in, this record kind of ties in what we're talking about, the big party tonight, the Inn in the Park. Because it's Freddie Jackson in Jam tonight with the whole gang from CHFI. One Step Closer. That's George McRae, Freddie Jackson before that here at FM 98. Yeah, get that around there so I can see it. That has to be in my eye line, you know, for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
A little trouble remembering the name of the station.
Yeah,
and your name, sir?
It's Dane Donner.
Donner.
We went
good.
Through all that on the commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just practice it at home tonight for a while. In front of the mirror.
And by the way, for those of you on TV, this is our executive producer. And it's just a ride. This thing is weird. It follows you around.
Yeah.
Much like our executive producer.
That's right, yeah.
And apparently we got a ton of donuts from the Country Style folks. They sent them over. And we've gotten the truffles and the jelly beans and the balloons. And the champagne and the fresh raspberries and
with
cream.
With the fresh cream.
It's been a great day here. Son of a gun. The very first day. What do you think, Dave? Should we come back tomorrow?
Sure.
You're going to let us in?
All over. I'll let you in. I'll meet
okay.
you at the door.
All right. Yeah, okay, because we got
to
get...
I have to get you by security.
Well, it's Wiley, our new all-night security guard down there, and are you going to be working tomorrow, Wiley? I want to know that Dave and I can get in. Will you let us in?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, 9:57.
Think fresh powder.
Fondue.
Well, that's all our time for this very first show of the Dana Drive-In here at CHFI. Terry, thank you for guiding us through here today.
Okay, you can have the keys.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
I got the keys and okay. the spare fuse and all that other stuff.
The official thermos.
Great stuff.
Good, good. Okay, well, have fun tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
and I'm sleeping until 7 tomorrow, Doug.
Oh, boy. All right, see you tomorrow morning. We'll be here with the Dana Drive-In. Thanks for listening. And if you're driving, watch out for the other guy.